This morning we're reading from the Maddha Lila, chapter 17, entitled The Lord Travels to Vrindavan, text number 154. In Sanskrit, the A is pronounced, but in Hindi, Bengali, it's not. So it would be Darshan and Achetan. But I suppose if you were to chant the whole verse as one verse, it would go Jamuna Darshana Taha. But because it's in two lines, it becomes Darshan. Anyway, and if you want to be an authentic, if you want to sound like an authentic Bengali, then it's Ja rather than Ya. Otherwise, it is Yamuna in Mathura. Unless you're a Bengali in Mathura, then it's Jamuna. Translation. While the Lord was going to Mathura, he came across the river Jamuna several times. And as soon as he saw the river Jamuna, he would immediately jump in, falling unconscious in the water in the ecstasy of love of Krishna. Now, generally, long A denotes female, and short A, just like Krishna, and Krishna, Draupadi. So here, Jamuna, because river's streaming. So, this verse is, illustrates a point which is very appropriate or very much the essence of the process of Krishna consciousness. And that is that we have to learn to see everything in this world as Krishna's. Then we can remain in Krishna consciousness. For example, if a friend, a dear friend, leaves our association and goes away to America, and we're missing them, but over a period of time, we lose sight, out of sight, out of mind. We forget a little bit. And then one day, we walk in the kitchen, and there on the shelf or on the table is the person's glasses. And immediately think, oh, Prabhu's glasses. And our mind is filled again with so many thoughts of that person and the past times we had with them and the memories, the sweet memories. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is seeing the river Jamuna. And why did he jump in? He felt he needed a bath. He was feeling tired after his journey. So, because it immediately reminded him of Krishna's pastimes. Now, it's a little bit easier to do it when you see the river Jamuna as opposed to the river Thames. But still, the principle is there. I remember once we were walking with Srila Prabhupada in New York, and there was a company there, said unalloyed steel. And immediately Prabhupada said, they have unalloyed steel, we have unalloyed love for Krishna. So a devotee converts everything into Vrindavan. Now I'll give you a very real example. Of course, every time I come here, it's always unfamiliar faces to a degree, because my God brothers and God sisters, for the greater part, are a little weak. What to do? It's like that. Therefore, we should all become. Prabhupada said, the trouble with you Americans is you have no fear of Maya. We should always know that, but by the grace of God, there, but by the grace of God, go you or I. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Material energy is very strong. We're young. We're absorbing the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We're chanting our rounds. We're doing deity worship. We're going on Harinam. We're distributing books, and we're good. This is the generation. We'll do it. But always remember, Japatiya Dhari, Krishna Bahir Mukha Bhagavancha Kari, Nikatastha Mayatari, Japatiya Dhari. Prabhupada used to quote this Prema Vavarta by Jagadananda Pandit. And a number of wonderful verses in there, and Prabhupada would quote again and again. But this one, the moment you allow Maya to enter, the moment you, Krishna's outside Bahir Mukha, then slap. Not, here's your car, you're going down to material world now, you know, you're in first class, and slap, you're down. So we should always keep that in mind and remain very fixed. As best, you know, give it the old college try. Really have to try hard. So, anyway, I don't know how many of you knew or had intimate association with dear God brother Tribhuvana. How many of you knew him personally? Oh, he was one of those type of people everybody knew him, new or old. Okay. Okay. So, he was a Sankirtan warrior. And for him, the deserts of Saudi Arabia or the jungles of Africa or the remote villages of Brazil, it was all Vrindavan. He was able to connect with Krishna through his intense desire to preach Krishna consciousness, through his intense desire to follow the order of his spiritual master. I was the president in Calcutta at that time, and we went from Calcutta to Mayapur, and there was a 3 or 4 car cavalcade. Of course, Prabhupada was there in the front with his GBC men. And we went right past Bhakti Siddhanta's birthplace, and or not his birthplace, but his mutt, his ashram. And so there was some criticism that Prabhupada didn't stop, and he went right to Krishna, Radha Madhav Mandir. He went right to Krishna Chandradoya Mandir. So his godbrothers criticized. And Prabhupada got very upset. He said, I'm always connected with my Guru Maharaj. He didn't need to show some ritual of stopping. So we do various things that will help us. In fact, in spiritual life, you have to do everything that will help you. Anything at all. Everything at all. To help you make progress wearing the right clothes. Why do we wear dhoti and kurta? Because this is Vaikuntha dress. Why do we shave our heads? Any number of reasons. It's clean, it cuts down our pride. So many reasons. We do so many things. So we should adopt everything and anything that is favorable for the execution of Krishna consciousness. But we should understand that it is not those things which is the bottom line, which is going to protect us from Maya, which is going to purchase our ticket out of this temporary, miserable, material place. It's your inner heart. It's your commitment. So, Tribhuvanath Prabhu had that connection. And we have to try to develop that connection so that when we see Vaishnavas, well, we don't want to go unconscious too much, but at least we should be in ecstasy to see the devotees. When we see Bhaktivedanta Manor, when we see Radha Lundanishwara, Radha Gokulananda, when we see the kartals, when we see prasadam distribution, food for life, when we see Prabhupada's books, when we hear the sound of the holy name, and all these things should be impetuses for putting us in Krishna's jet stream, slip stream. You know what jet stream is? Slip stream. How many of you are Formula One racing aficionados? No? You're not?
No.
A car. Do you know what a slip stream is? My boy knows, he said. Supposing one car wants to pass around another car, so they're both going very fast. So behind the first car, the air is passing over the car, and it's created a, right behind the car, it's created a kind of vacuum. And when you have two pressures of air or whatever, if you come in contact, one, the outside comes in contact with the other one, it sucks you right in. So the trick at getting, you get in a person's slipstream, jet stream, and then you pull around. And just by going from the vacuum to the other, with, anyway, I don't know how to describe it, but get in, you go fast. So we've got to get into the slipstream of pure devotees. People who have the taste for chanting the holy names. People who they're melted to Krishna in Krishna's devotional service, and they have nothing else in their lives, and they want to serve the Vaishnavas, they want to serve in every way. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating this principle of seeing Krishna everywhere, and Dantarastha, Paramanu Chayantarastam. Krishna is within every atom, but at the same time, he is in Loka Vrindavan and Gokula Vrindavan, no difference. Bhoma Vrindavan. And we have to learn how. Just like you're here this morning. Now it's Sunday morning. How many of you are living in the ashram and you're forced to attend the morning class? And, well, actually, how many of you are living outside in the community? Okay, good amount, good amount. So you come here to the class, to the Arati, Prabhupada's Guru Puja, and some of you were here for japa. You have a morning program. So you're getting something from that. It is very, very powerful. Now, you're observing, you're feeling in your mind, in your senses, something special, because you could be, instead of coming to the Lord of the Universe, you could be going to the Lord of the Rings, like the rest of London. Everywhere I look, the Lord of the Rings, man. This is in Christian truth, it's called a habit. You know, your dress that a monk wears. Nobody's interested in habits anymore. They're interested in hobbits. It's funny. Very soon, and you probably all heard the statistics, because that train's been coming down the track for a long time now. But they calculate by the year 2020, there won't be any more Catholic monks. Nobody's joining. This was 5 years, 6 years ago, when I was in Australia, the Archbishop of Australia came out with a paper and said, there won't be any monks left. Because people are not getting a taste. Well, of course, you can be a grihasta. That's grihasta brahmachari, or as good as you can do. That's important, but conviction for finding out Krishna, conviction for learning how to see Krishna everywhere, so you're never out of touch with him. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the city of Mathura, he took his bath at Vishram Ghat. He then visited the birthplace of Krishna and saw the deity named Keshavji. He offered his respectful obeisances to this deity, purport. At the present moment, the temple of Keshavji is very much improved. At one time, Keshavji Mandir was attacked by the emperor Aurangzeb, who constructed such a big mosque there that the temple of Keshavji was insignificant in comparison. However, with the help of many rich Marwaris, the temple has improved, and a very large temple is now being constructed, so that the mosque is now appearing diminished in comparison. Many archaeological discoveries have been made there, and many people from foreign countries are beginning to appreciate Krishna's birthplace. This Krishna consciousness movement is attracting many foreigners to the Keshavji temple, and now they will also be attracted by the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was always proud of advertising his temples, because he really wanted to give people an opportunity to be exposed to this wonderful philosophy and culture. We have had a philosophical or a spiritual conversion, but we have not yet really experienced a cultural conversion. And if you live in India for any period of time, I guess I've been based there for 27, 28, 29 years. That's a fair amount of time. And even I had a lot of association with the previous generation of Marwaris and Vaishnavas, Gujaratis, Bengalis, South Indians. Did I miss anybody? Maharashtrians, UP Wallahs, Punjabis. Yeah, everybody. Things are changing quickly, but the culture is so nice, and Prabhupada wanted people to be exposed. In fact, the temple president is not here, so I'm at liberty to say, oops, he is here, oops. Oh, you're the temple president. Huh? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh. Okay.
Go on.
Prabhupada said that he wanted, well, that was his disciples. But he said everybody should spend a couple of years in India in their career. Maybe when you're old, you know, after you've done your service to Radha Gokula. And you're almost in India anyway. You're close to Wembley. And it's a different place. It's easier to remember Krishna. And it's harder to live, a lot harder to live. Prabhupada said 6 months in India is like 3 years, 2 or 3 years in the West in terms of austerity. But it's wonderful austerity. At least it was for us because Prabhupada was there. Vishram Ghat, it's a place where Krishna rested, because Vishram means rest, but he was fighting with some demons, and then he was fighting with Raha, and that's where he came and rested.
Raha rested.
Raha rested there. Yeah, Krishna Varaha. How many of you have been to Vishram Ghat? Okay, only a few. It's not, unless you go on Padayatra or something, or you go to the Mathura Rath Yatra or whatever, not too many people go there, but the temple there is interesting. The Mughals, of all the Mughals, Aurangzeb was the most vicious. In fact, I think Sikhism, if I'm not mistaken, was started at that time, because Aurangzeb would say to his men, bring me 100 Brahmin threads or 1,000 Brahmin threads. And all the Brahmins would hand over they didn't hand over their Brahmin threads. They were killed and their threads were taken. So, you know, the Punjabis, who are the protectors of Dharma, especially Guru Nanak, he was furious, he couldn't tolerate it. So therefore there's a wonderful story how he started the Sikhism. But Aurangzeb, he destroyed the birthplace and built his own temple. I think the temple goes over top of Krishna's birthplace, right? The temple, the mosque, goes over top. Krishna's down in the basement somewhere, and over top is a big mosque. So sometimes we criticize our friends from the vicious Hindus, and especially the RSS, the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak. Sometimes they get a little fanatic because they don't have really, they should have had Prabhupada's guidance, but they're very sincere people, many of them. And they, along with many Marwari businessmen, have renovated and built a beautiful temple. So the Mathura means Krishna, it's not Allah. You worship Allah in Mecca, Makkah, Medina. But Mathura, you don't expect to go to the Mathura to do your namas. You know, it's like, it's Krishna's place. So there's, anyway, they built a wonderful temple there. And devotees can go there and remember Krishna's pastimes. And we have no argument with other religious organizations. We just want to be able to worship as our conscience dictates, as our acharyas guide us, and it's perfectly reasonable. Of course, the thing in Ayodhya is quite contentious also. Anyway, what to do? So, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted, danced, and made loud vibrations, all the people were astonished to see his ecstatic love. One brahmana fell at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and then began to dance with him in ecstatic love. Both of them danced in ecstatic love and embraced one another, raising their arms. They said, what did they say? Chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Loka Hari Hari Bale Kola Hala Hoyla Keshava Seva Sevaka Prabhu Ke Mala Paraila. All the people then began to chant Hari Hari, and there was a great uproar. The priest in Lord Keshava's service offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a garland. Actually, you probably know, but it was amazing to me. A few years ago, Indradyumna Maharaj was in Vrindavan. Well, he goes there all the time. Maybe there, no, he's in Siberia. but he was in Vrindavan, and he was going every night to a kind of small temple in Vrindavan with Bhakti Vrinda Govinda Maharaj and some other great Vaishnavas, and they were going every evening for kirtan, and they would have long kirtans. If you know Maharaj, a short kirtan is, you know, a couple of hours for him. He has a taste for chanting, real taste. Anyway, he was going there, and they were having kirtan every night. And it was a temple of, who knows? Temple of Mayapur, you remember? Narottam's temple. Anyway, the pujari was so ecstatic at seeing these devotees chant and chant that spontaneously he gave Maharaj a deity that was worshipped by Narottam Das Thakur, which is, it happens, you know. There's a lot of mysticism in Krishna consciousness, and if you, again, put yourself in the slipstream, if you allow yourself to, if you cut down your cynicism, and you allow your heart to melt a little bit, and you emulate the mood, not imitate, but follow in the footsteps of the mood of the great Vaishnavas, you will see a lot of things that are just incomprehensible to Gnostics, to atheists, and I know in India people love to hear stories, and we have one devotee in Bombay, Mr. Pishori Lal Sethi, where Prabhupada stayed. Prabhupada, he had to have an operation, a very serious operation. He had to come to London to have it. And Prabhupada told him, oh, I don't think you need an operation. I think you'll be okay. Prabhupada stayed at his house. And all the doctors were saying he had to go. You know, so he trusted Prabhupada. And sure enough, the whole thing cleared up and he had never had any more problem again. And now there were just so many things I saw. Prabhupada told us that we didn't need piling for the buildings in Bombay, the Twin Towers, the Radharas Bihari Temple. And all the engineers are saying, no, this is close to the beach. All the other buildings have pilings. Pilings are like cement blocks that you put into the ground and then you rest your building on top of the You put the, you dig holes deep, and then you put the cement piling, you know, all over the place, and you put your building on top of that. I said, no, I don't think so. And sure enough, when they started digging, there was solid rock underneath the ground. There was nothing for piling. And there are so many things like that, and you can see it too. Prabhupada Lila, but in your Lila too. But you have to open your heart, you have to open your mind, you have to give yourself. Krishna is so nice that if your eyes are anointed, Pramanjana, if you have Divya Chakshu, then you can see. You can see. Like Tommy, you know. I can see, I can see. But if you don't want to see, then you won't see. Krishna will hide from you. You'll never see him. You can go on chanting for millions of years and not make much progress. Because you don't want to make progress, really. You're afraid to surrender. You're afraid to become the servant of the servant of Krishna. Well, fine, okay. Be religious. You know, be card-carrying Hindu, Vaishnava. Impress your friends. But if you if you want to see Krishna, he's more anxious than you are. But you have to, you know, chill. You have to chill out. You have to melt down. It's the atomic meltdown, you know. When the people saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing and chanting, they were struck with wonder. And they all said, such transcendental love is never an ordinary thing. The people said, simply by seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone is maddened with love of Krishna. Indeed, everyone is laughing, crying, dancing, chanting, and taking the holy name of Krishna. Well, when we have kirtan, ecstatic kirtan, and when all the members of the kirtan are there to worship Krishna, not to enjoy Krishna, but to serve Krishna. I've seen kirtans, even wanted to enter into them, where devotees were crying, laughing, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, and devotees become maddened by his association. He comes in that kirtan, just like the Lord told Narada that I'm not in Vaikuntha, I'm not in the hearts of yogis. I'm in the place where devotees are chanting my name sincerely. Certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in all respects the incarnation of Lord Krishna. Now he has come to Mathura to deliver everyone. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took aside the Brahmana. Sitting in a solitary place, the Lord began to question him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are an elderly Brahmana, you are sincere, you are advanced in spiritual life. Wherefrom you have gotten this transcendental opulence of ecstatic love for Krishna? The Brahmana replied, His Holiness Sri Madhavendra Puri came to the city of Mathura while he was on a tour. While at Mathura, Sripad Madhavendra Puri visited my house and accepted me as a disciple. He even took lunch at my home. After installing the deity Gopala, Srila Madhavendra Puri rendered him service. That very deity is still being worshipped at Govardhan Hill. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard about Madhavendra Puri's relationship with the Brahmana, he immediately offered obeisances at his feet. Becoming fearful, the Brahmana also immediately fell at the Lord's feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you are on the platform of my spiritual master. and I am your disciple. Since you are my spiritual master, it is not befitting that you offer my obeisances." Actually, Mahaprabhu was very concerned about proper etiquette. Again, everything helps us, and we don't need any obstacles at all. Even little obstacles can trip us up sometimes. So one of those aspects of receiving knowledge, avaroha pantha, descending knowledge, is to follow the proper etiquette. Just like there's one story where all the devotees were in Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagadananda Pandit. He was a very amazing devotee, Jagadananda Pandit. In Braja Leela, he was Satyabhama, one of Krishna's wives. And on the one side, he was always trying to make Mahaprabhu more comfortable, like bringing him oil and doing so many things. One time he brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beautiful oil from Navadvipa for massaging his body. He brought a big pot of oil. So Mahaprabhu rejected it. "I'm a sannyasi, I can't take such fancy oil for my massage." And then Jagadananda Pandit took the pot and just broke it. He got so angry and upset with Mahaprabhu. I can just see him having a temper tantrum. And Mahaprabhu became very worried. He didn't chastise him, "You rascal, this disciple, you nonsense, why do you..." No, Mahaprabhu became very worried because he feared the wrath of Jagadananda, just like Krishna feared the wrath of Satyabhama. That mood was there. So Mahaprabhu said, "Why don't you cook something for me and I'll eat it?" And then Jagadananda became ecstatic and he cooked for Mahaprabhu. But on another occasion, Sanatan Goswami was feeling very morose. He always thought himself very fallen because he had worked as a minister for Nawab Hussein Shah, and he adopted the dress and activities of a Muslim. And he actually was ostracized from the Brahmin and Hindu society. So he didn't know what to do. And so he was asking, and he asked Jagadananda Pandit. And Jagadananda Pandit advised him he should go to Vrindavan and chant and worship Krishna there. So then Sanatana Goswami went to Mahaprabhu and said, "I'm going to Vrindavan. I've asked and devotees and Jagadananda Pandit advised me to go to Vrindavan." So Mahaprabhu was very angry and he chastised Jagadananda Pandit that, "Who are you? Sanatana Goswami is far superior, far senior to you, and you dare to advise him?" So Mahaprabhu was concerned about the proper etiquette. And there are various other occasions. For example, Ishwar Puri and Kesha Bharati, and so many examples where Mahaprabhu saw someone as his guru and offered obeisances, although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we should also understand that we may be self-effulgent, I'm not, but some of you may be. Maybe, I don't know. It takes one to know one, and so I can't say I know. But still, nevertheless, all of us have to follow the proper procedure of accepting a representative in the line as our guru, as our Diksha guru, and certainly one of our Siksha gurus. Maybe in our case, we all know that Prabhupada is our primary Siksha guru, and in that way, the primary influence in our lives. But that doesn't obviate the need for following the process. Krishna says, do it, so we do it. We're following Krishna. Krishna says, do it. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacha. It must be done. So when we serve, we are also, this is another important point, very important point. Do you know what is the most important reason for coming to the temple? Anybody know? What's the most important? Or a very primary reason? Huh? Remember Krishna? Yeah. Huh? I'm sorry? To associate with the devotees, yeah. Someone, yes?
Purification.
Yeah. See the deities, we're getting warmer. Yeah? Yeah, that's darshan, actually. Darshan means to let the deities see you. Yes? Huh? Take prasadam, I like that one. It's your duty. Prabhupada emphasized this. Your duty. God's here. Your duty. God is here. You come and see Him. Right? Whether you like it or not, it's your duty. You have to do your duty. What does Bhagavad Gita teach us? What is Krishna telling Arjuna? In India, everybody says Bhagavad Gita is the book that teaches you to do your duty. Now, they carry it too far. They do their duty even though it's not. They speculate that my duty is to serve the poor or my duty is to do something that may be against Krishna's wishes. But I have to do my duty. No, but it is a fact. It's our duty. And it's your duty to accept a bona fide spiritual master according to the description given in Scripture, not according to your village guru or your childhood guru or your this or your that. It's your duty to accept a representative of Vyasadeva. You're doing your duty. You get credit. You go back to Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us it was his duty to offer obeisances to this disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He had nothing to gain from that brahmana. He had anything to learn. Did Bhakti Siddhanta really have the ray of Vishnu? Did he have a lot to learn from Gaurakishore Das Babaji, a Bhajanandi? You could say yes. He would say yes. But in reality, Bhakti Siddhanta is a very, very special person. So is Gaurakishore, but the point is that you would expect Bhakti Siddhanta to take initiation from someone who knew more than him, not from someone who was illiterate. Of course, that's another discussion, Gaurakishore. Irregardless of his illiteracy, he had that love, that bhakti, which attracts Krishna. Attracts us, but more important than us, it attracts Radharani. But still, it's your duty to follow the etiquette, and Mahaprabhu is teaching us this, and perhaps because Mahaprabhu is showing us, therefore his kirtan is ecstatic, Therefore, he is able to see Krishna everywhere within everything, because he is not averse to following the standard process that has been given to us by our acharyas without any concoction or invention or speculation, and because he's regular, very regular in what he does. A lot of people, they quit early. They become weak for one reason or another, and it's like the frog in the water, right? You know the story of the frog in the water? In the lab. You know the story of the frog in the lab, right? Psychology 101. They take a frog and put him in a pot of water. Room temperature. Frog, water, my habitat. Then they heat it up a little bit. Nice water. And then they heat it up a little bit. It's really nice water. And then they heat it up a little bit more. Let's take a little rest. And then they heat it up and it starts to bubble. And the frog tries to jump out, but he's too tired now. And then frog soup. So what happens if you're not strong and careful and find everything and regularly pursue it and have faith, because there are miracles. And one of the biggest miracles is that you can become Krishna conscious if you just take to the process and stay with the process and don't leave it. And Prabhupada, as usual, said it perfectly. Just give this one lifetime to Krishna. If you don't like it, then you can do something else next lifetime. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. I gave what?
The example you gave of the slipstream.
Yeah.
Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas. Since I heard, I'm not sure exactly where that some honest fathers who excel to do better sometimes than the acharyas.
Yeah. Well, this is a good point. Actually, I didn't really necessarily mean that you go faster and pass the previous acharya. But at the same time, a father always feels pride and joy when his son excels him. But that excelling has to be in the mood of, first of all, just like Prabhupada, certainly in many ways you could say that he excelled all of our acharyas, but what to speak of. I mean, he excelled Srila Bhakti Siddhanta in terms of his global preaching, but he always gave credit to his Guru Maharaj. He never once said it because of my ability or my prowess. My only credit is that I simply try to follow the orders of my spiritual master. That video, you should get that video and keep it in your house and play it over and over and over again. So great. It's so nice. So I'm asking all of you, please try to help me distribute books. So, excelling, definitely you should try to expand the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but in the right mood. Of course, everything is, you know, you all Britishers, you know the science of diplomacy. You invented it, I think. You learned it from Chanakya, but when you were in India. But everything is how you present yourself and how your communication skills, everything is, I'll have to say it, everything is relationship. How you build relationships. How you, just like Krishna, you want to build a relationship with Krishna is a way to do that. And you build relationships with other devotees. What is that? Krishna Digiri Tamba. Dikshasti Chet Pranati Bhishcha Bhajantamisham. We build relationships with devotees based on situation, but still, we should constantly, because whatever we're doing now, we're just preparing ourselves for doing that with Krishna. And if we can't love devotees, how are we going to convince Krishna that we'll love him? Krishna, your devotees stink, but I love you. If you can't learn to talk nicely with devotees, even though you may disagree with them, it doesn't matter. What does it matter, disagree or agree anyway? At the end, it's not how many debates you won. It's how much love that you have for the best people in the world, for the Vaishnavas, serving the Vaishnavas. Krishna will judge whether you're ready to serve the Vaishnavas in Goloka Vrindavan, because they're all Vaishnavas too. Any other questions? Yes, sir. Loudly, I'm a little deaf in my old age.
If you look at the whole grid of India, like the Ganga or the Saraswati or Yamuna, you see that they're all persons, right?
They're all?
Persons.
Persons?
Yeah, like demigods or demigods. So I was wondering, is the river Thames of here also a person?
Yes, yes. Person of Kali. Yes, everything. There's a person behind everything, sure.
Yeah. I read one Sanskrit word for the Thames. It's called it Thomas Hanadi.
Thomas Hanadi. You invented that?
I read it in one book.
One Purana? The London Purana or something?
Sanskrit.
You couldn't do anything in Sanskrit. You have a few years' education. There will be definitely a special Purana dealing with the Hare Krishna movement, this very exceptional movement. And that will be, see, that's why I am so much concerned. I don't know, somehow or other, some of, and I'm not trying to be critical, I love them all. They're all great souls. But some of my god sisters and god brothers don't seem to understand that Srila Prabhupada started ISKCON and purify it, internal revolution, whatever you like. But England, with all thy faults, I love thee. Prabhupada's name, Prabhupada's prestige, are connected with ISKCON. And I cannot stand to see Prabhupada's prestige diminished even one fraction of a millimeter. So we have to push on. If we have any love for Prabhupada, we have to tolerate our teething problems. We have to work for a better community, a better society, more devotees. We have to keep that vision. that someday there will be millions of devotees. There'll still be one in millions when you think of 7 billion. Millions is not much, but there will be. If you look now, it takes faith to believe that, but if you taste, if you really try to taste Prabhupada's mercy by serving him and his mission, if you try to taste, you'll know that anybody who wants un gusto superior, who wants a higher taste, they have to come here. And they will someday. Any other? Yes, sir.
You said it's called duty to come to temple.
Yes. Prabhupada said it, I read it.
I have no doubt about that, but is there any reference to back it up so we can tell that people?
Any reference to back it up? God is here. You don't think it's your duty? If I can guarantee you, if what's his name? Taylor, who's your prime minister? Huh?
Tony Blair.
Oh, Blair, yeah. If Tony Blair were sitting here giving audience, you know, passing out favors, sweets, the whole Indian community would be right here. It's our duty to go and see our prime minister, and on top of that, we get some sandesh, you know, made by Mother Columba, you know. So. But, you know, Tony Blair will be here today, gone tomorrow, but Krishna will always be here. You know, it's children are always rebels in every generation. But if you are a good devotee yourself, and I mean a good devotee, I mean a sadhaka. I mean someone who worships at home, in your office, and regularly makes time. Oh, Swamiji, I don't have time to come to the temple. This is London life. Sir, what you mean to say is you don't make it a priority to come to the temple. You have time. You only get 24 hours. You can't get more. So if you're that kind of a devotee, and then you give your children a lot of love and encouragement, you see them as devotees. In other words, people will generally make progress when you expect them to make progress. If you're negative, then they'll definitely go, and they'll be what, in a lot of cases, they'll be what your expectations are of them. So if you give them, if you're a good example, that's the very foremost thing, and then you, out of your devotion, you're feeling love for all Vaishnavas, all souls, and the ones who live close to you, your children, work in your little sphere of influence first, then that you're doing the very best you can. Now, I would like to mention the best Vaishnava in centuries. He had 5 children. None of them became, observably, became devotees. One died, and the other 4. Just one of them caused tremendous problems. Claimed the whole Hare Krishna movement was his by birthright. So, Mathura Mohan looked just like Prabhupada. It was incredible. It was a carbon copy. And here he was, you know, trying to tear it down. Anyway, it's not easy. I just showed this video to a group of people Mauritius, famous video. And one of the people was mentioning that it takes a whole village to raise one child, an old African saying. Not easy. You do your best and then be detached. Your business is to get yourself liberated. And automatically, 10 generations, 21 generations, I don't know, there's different statements, but give your love to everybody. Be fixed in your devotional service. Chant your rounds nicely. Be a good representative of your spiritual master in Srila Prabhupada. And give your love to everyone. And also to your kids. If they don't want to come, you know, Yogi Berra, he was a catcher for the New York Yankees for so many years. He wasn't the most brilliant person you ever wanted to meet, but he wrote a book, and he got an honorary degree from some university. It was like he said things like, the game ain't over till it's over. You know, it was one of his brilliant sayings. And he said that if people don't want to come out to the ballpark, ain't nobody going to force them. So, if your children don't want to come to the temple, pray for them. I met this guy the other day. He actually turned out nicely. And he was telling me, it was Adi Deva in New York. A disciple of Gaur Govinda Maharaj, black devotee, really nice devotee. His whole family, they're all devotees. But when he was a young guy, sometimes good guys go way wild. And he was way wild. But his mother was a very devout churchgoer. And she used to every day pray for her son. She would pray fervently with love that please make my son a devotee. Not of Krishna, of course. Of the Lord, the good Lord. And he credits her to his becoming a devotee, her prayers. So pray for your children. You took the responsibility, you brought them into this world.